Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mailbag Monday with Joe and Angel. We take time and answer the many questions you sent in, mailed in, emailed in. And so we're going to cover some good ones. I want to mention, though, before we do, we have a great book called Family Finances, Making and Managing Money. Took me quite a while to get this book out because when you go belly up financially, you go bankrupt, you realize, I don't know anything about money. And I had to learn. So I spent 6 weeks on my grandmother's porch going through every scripture I could find about money and poverty. And I put it in a book. It's a really good book. It's loaded with scripture. So if you have a money challenge, this book will help you a ton. It really will. So, Angel, let's jump in.
All right, Joe and Angel, what's the best marriage advice you ever got or could give? I can tell you mine.
Okay.
When I finally realized that my spouse was not responsible for my happiness, that took a lot. And I put a tremendous amount of pressure on my first husband. And
almost none on me.
Yeah, because I know you're not responsible for it. Took me a while to learn that. And I think most women go into a marriage thinking that he's going to make me happy.
Yep.
But only God can do that.
Only God can do that.
And once you really get that in your heart, it changes the dynamics of your marriage.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. So that would be mine. What about you?
You don't find a great marriage, you build one. Jesus did not find a church. He built one out of thumbstuck and hell-bound sinners. I don't care who you marry. They've got improprieties. They've got some weaknesses, strengths, and they're not going to stay the same. They're going to change from the day one you get married. Most men marry women thinking they'll never change. Women marry men thinking, I'll change when they get married. Both their lives. Only God can change a heart. Only person you work on your marriage is you. You work on you, then your spouse responds to the changes in you. So quit trying to change your spouse. You're frustrated. You're making them mad. Just work on you. It'll be really good.
Good. As a single parent in my 30s, I'm trying to balance kids, work, and the desire to get remarried. How do I prioritize the kids and finances without becoming a hermit?
Hey, you're the expert at that, babe. Why don't you answer that?
Well, I don't know that I'm an expert, but I have been a single mother. I was 12 years, and I was in my 40s, though, and part of my 50s. And for me, I had just made the decision, thanks to some advice that Joe gave me, actually, was that I was never going to date during that time because I knew my kids had already been through so much hurt that they couldn't handle it. So
no, she hadn't been divorced yet, but we knew each other. I'd preached to church, and she called me to joke, can you meet with me? We're losing the church, getting a divorce. So we met, and it was a short conversation, and that's when I shared, if you can, don't date. You're the only safe place your kids have got to land, because most people get remarried too quick, trying to satisfy their hurts. No human can satisfy your hurt. Only God can do that.
And the same thing is, I had a woman tell me one time, she had gotten married real quick afterwards. She goes, I really wish I had done what you did, because I jumped into something and I took all the mess from that first marriage and just added it to this second relationship.
Yep.
And she said, I'm trying hard to make this work, but it's been very, very difficult. And truthfully, I had gotten to the point where I thought I'm probably never going to get married again.
Yep.
And I was fine with that.
Yeah.
And so, it was kind of a shock when we started.
Well, we used to brag to each other. I'm never getting remarried. Me neither. I'm never getting remarried. I had a great, but I'm not going to do that again.
I was just very excited to have grandchildren one day, and I'm still waiting on that to happen. That clock is ticking real slow.
Yeah, it's all right. It's coming. It's coming.
But it's hard to balance. It is. I mean, here's the thing is, your children have been through rejection just like you have.
Yes.
And I don't know, when they're still being raised, if bringing another person into the mix is the healthiest thing.
No.
I'm going to just be honest with you. I had a friend, she was a liaison for the police when a child would be taken from a home because of abuse or whatever.
Yeah.
She would temporarily come in until the foster system picked the child up. So she was picking them up in a very traumatic moment in their lives. And she said to me one day, I'll never forget it. She said, I just want you to know that smartest thing you've ever done by not dating. She goes, because 99% of the time, the sexual abuse that children get are from the boyfriend.
Yep.
And so I personally didn't think it was worth the risk at all. And to be honest with you, I had to settle some things in my heart because there is a lot of rejection and all that goes along with that.
Yeah.
But again, a person can't fix that.
Nope.
And so I honestly don't know if I would have ever married if it hadn't have been Joe, because I knew him. I knew he had been an honorable man with his wife. I knew him to be trustworthy. And so I don't know that I would have even opened my heart up to it for somebody else. But so really be careful before you make that decision, because you don't want to settle, and you certainly don't want your children to be any more hurt than they already are.
Some people get kind of somewhat offended when we try to tell them, wait, your kids are grown. Wait till they're out of the house. Don't do this.
I mean, that's the perfect scenario.
It is the perfect deal.
But it is hard to be a single mother.
Yes, it is.
I mean, because my ex-husband virtually disappeared and for many years didn't come around at all.
Long time.
And so I was mom and dad. I remember one year it was Father's Day and my kids gave me a present because they knew I'd been mom and dad.
Yep.
It's not the way God intended it to be, and it's certainly not the best scenario.
Living in hell holes, living in nasty places. I mean, it was not easy and it was not simple. But she got it done.
And I don't have any regrets about it.
No.
I really know that I did the right thing.
Kids turned out awesome. Listen, nobody's perfect. Nobody has perfect kids. There's no perfect parents. But there's some good ones.
Yeah, and they're both good. They're good spouses.
Oh, man, they're happily great spouses, happily married, great at their work.
So they're
well balanced.
And they have very good work ethic and everything. So. I mean, we all went through it together. And the thing is, the three of us have an unusual closeness.
Yes.
Because.
Yes.
At the time we were alone together.
Bonded for eternity. It's really good.
Yeah.
And they're normal, but they're bonded tight. So
they are. It's so funny. We know each other so well. The other day there's a place here called Mission Barbecue. And I don't know if you've ever eaten there, but it's a business that's built by people that have been in the service.
Yes.
And so every day at noon, they do the Pledge of Allegiance. So you're supposed to stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, I happen to be there one day at noon. I'm over there getting drinks and my son is way across the room and they started that. And I pulled back to look, see, I was thinking he better.
You better stand up and cross that arm, son.
He better be standing up. And he looked at me too, at the same time, because he knew I'd be looking. And it's so funny how we just know. He knows how I am. Yeah. I know how he is. And it was funny. And he did. He was standing. I was proud of it.
You were.
He goes, I'm not disrespectful, Mom. And I go, I know. I just got to make sure. Mom is always Mom.
And every human grows up in a different generation and a different time. But God's still the same. Every generation, still the God factor. But they're not going to do what you did. They didn't experience what you experienced.
Yeah.
So it'll be fine.
You'll be okay, Mom. God sees the desires of your heart.
Yes.
And he believes in marriage.
Yes, he does.
And that desire is there for a reason.
Yes.
So, I mean, start believing God.
Yes.
That for a godly man to come into your life. One that would be a responsible man and be kind to your children and everything. There is an answer. I'm not saying everybody should take the same path I did. I don't necessarily believe that.
But you get a lot of strength from hearing the testimony. When Abraham died, he got remarried. When he got remarried, he had 6 more kids. I mean, he's a 100-year-old man. He only had 1 kid. Couldn't have kids for a long time. Gets remarried after Sarah dies, has 6 more kids. And I'm sure somebody asked that. Do you ever think about Sarah? He said, who? No, I'm thinking about my wife I've got now. God can redeem and restore and replace. God loves to show off. Because you think nothing could ever be as good as that. No, it'll be better. God always wants to do something better the second time around. It's just how he is.
Yeah, my husband doesn't believe in healing from God, but he needs it. Do you have any advice on how I can help him receive?
Yeah, there's always ways around that. I've had many relatives, I tell the relative who did believe me, either, get you a prayer cloth, soak a thing of oil, and stick it under his pillow. Stick it under the pillowcase, the pillow, keep it under his head every night. Because he's sleeping on, you can use your faith there, Father. He's sleeping on that anointed cloth and under his head, I believe he's going to be healed. If he doesn't believe it, I can believe it. Catherine Kuhlman had more miracles than people that didn't believe, than people that did believe. God loves to show off. Jesus healed people that were just messed up. You know, it's like Jesus asked this woman, do you believe I can do this? The man says, was that important? Yeah, I'm kind of limited by what you believe I can do. Well, Lord, I believe. Can you help my unbelief? It's in the Bible. I believe, but can you help my unbelief? She said, yes, I can. So God wants to heal everybody, wants to bless everybody, wants to save everybody. So God's for you. He's not against you, but don't get in an argument or verbal thing. You got ways you can do it. So I pray over them all the time. Pray over your spouse. Pray with long life, you're going to satisfy them, Father.
I was raised in a church that if you looked at the doctrine on the papers, they believed in healing. But if you heard them preach, they did not believe in healing. And so I realized that I really didn't know how I felt about it. So I just did a deep dive into some ministers that was their specialty, healing.
Yep.
And there were some great books out there that I just dug in. And I just had to really renew my mind to that.
Yes.
And to this day, it is interesting because if I go to a church like the one I was raised in and they start to speak, I have to almost get up and walk out because I don't want it to pull me back to where I once was.
Well, people will tell you that God uses sickness to teach stuff. You can read Genesis, Revelation. I've been through the Bible 10 times. There's not one scripture that teaches that God uses goodness to draw the unbeliever, not sickness, not disease.
And the Bible says kindness of God leads men to repentance.
Oh, man.
Look, do you want to teach your kid a lesson? Here, let me break your arm. I'm going to teach you something.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. But sometimes we see God as somebody up there with a baseball bat, and anytime we just do anything, he's like ready. But that's not God. That's the devil.
God draws the unbeliever out of his goodness.
Yes, yes. So I would just start listening to the CDs and preachers around the house and books and say, hey, let's read a book together.
Yep.
Tonight, let's just do a chapter. And then, you know, because faith is a muscle.
It is.
So you have to build it. You have to work at it.
Yes, you do.
It's not something that you just naturally have. It is something that you consistently have to do.
Yes.
So just like if you were going to go to the gym to build your muscles, then the same, it's a spiritual thing. You have to do the same thing with the word.
Amen, mama. Amen.
We love you guys so much. Thank you for joining us.
God bless, guys.
Have a good one.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.